This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Would that be your scary zone? They wouldn't employ you at Z Events.
I was doing an old school kind of rent-a-ghost. Like.
You could be like quite a big burly security officer, couldn't you, or something like that in one of these sort of attractions, I reckon.
I could be burly.
Burly, yeah. Welcome back.
This is 76. I'm infiltrating the intro of part two. It's currently 7 minutes to 11 on a Saturday night, and I've just spent 2.5 hours. Editing the zombie podcast for you. It sounds like Stu and Chris, Pip and Carol had a great time at the zombie shopping centre stroke mall. Thank you for the invite, I appreciate it. I don't know who has more fun, me sitting in on my own editing these podcasts, or Chris and Stu meeting all these interesting celebrities and going out for exciting day trips and stuff. I'd imagine I have the more fun, to be fair, because at least I'm in my warm living room and I can press stop at any point and not listen to them anymore. Anyway, this part two is 10 minutes long. Not my idea, their idea. I hope you enjoyed part one. My favourite zombie movie is probably Dunstan Checks In.
We're listening with Creepy Chris and
Spooky Stu.
Spooky Stu. It's our, one of our Halloween specials.
Stooky.
Yeah. Crispy. that doesn't make much sense. That's how you know that we don't plan anything here. Top five zombie films. Here. I fucking love doing these. And hopefully we'll do a top five horror films at one point, but I really need to spend some time doing that. And I actually am tempted to do something at whose phone's that? Who's being unprofessional?
You.
Jesus Christ. I'd like to do a zombie marathon or a horror marathon. What's that cinema that Pip used to do his movies at? Can you remember? Prince Charles, yeah.
Who was that other monster that used to do marathons?
Eddie Izzard.
That was the voice of 76.
No. Anyway. Yes. Today is part two, and our special guests are Scroobius Pip and my good wife. Enjoy it, you wankers.
Mm-hmm. She's a monster.
It's a drunken soiree in the within. Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast.
Right, we're back. We are back. So we've just done the Z Events zombie mall. I'm going to say zombie mall because we did find out that it is called a mall, not a shopping centre. So vindication. And in Reading. And that was fucking amazing. What did everyone think?
I thought it was absolutely spectacular.
Yeah, I loved it. It was a lot. Oh, we found out at the start it was a lot longer than we half expected, but it flew by and was just really engaging. I loved it.
It was wow. Where to start? We obviously can't give away what happens in there, but
there is zombies. Are we allowed to say that there's zombies?
I think it's safe to say that you just go insane in a shopping centre with a weapon.
Shoot!
Chased by zombies.
Can I ask, were they zombies? You're the expert, as we discovered in the first part. Are they zombies?
I put a wooden stake through two of their hearts and it did not stop them.
Right, okay, cool.
I opened the curtains at one point, nothing.
I don't know where
to... Not morning people.
Oh wow, you get a bit of a sweat on, don't you, running around that place?
Stu had to have his coat taken away from him because after the first flight of stairs, he was in a bit of a fluster, and he tried to tie his coat around his chest like a commando or something. That's like, that's
well,
some kind of
it's quite
belt.
A long coat.
It's a big coat.
Yeah,
and
so
I
thought I can't do it around my waist.
No, you did it diagonally like an ammo, like an ammo belt.
I wanted to look like a gangster.
Oh, that sounds with
someone saved you. One that the team who were leading us, the security, took it away and said, we'll leave that here and we'll get that back here.
Can't believe you tied it around like that. You absolutely looked wicked with your... So basically, shoes, was it like a almost like a trench coat, raincoat, wasn't it? But proper Essex gangsters. Yeah. And he was walking around looking like a badass.
And for the 5 minutes before he was out of breath and he had to take it off and give it to someone to keep safe, he looked like a badass.
That 5 minutes, I had a lot of respect for him. We can say that we can confirm you do get firearms, which was amazing. And they're not light, are they?
No, they're really good fun and they're proper and they have... they've done them really well. It feels realistic in that respect. It doesn't feel as if you're holding a quasar gun or a Nerf gun or whatever. It's proper.
They were as heavy as the guns we took in.
Yeah.
within like a minute of it going, your heart is racing and it is you are shitting yourself a bit until you... Yeah, it's just the minute you go, it don't stop, does it? It is
pure adrenaline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the minute you go in there.
Yeah. It doesn't take long for it to sort of like things to get interesting, shall we say?
I mean, well, there's one part. This isn't spoiling much, where it's too dark and everyone has to put their hands on the shoulders to get through, and the guy behind me was too small, so I had to hold his hand.
Yeah. All right. So
my heart going.
So basically, somehow, me and Pip got split up.
So Chris had his arm on my shoulder, and then he was a small lad, wasn't he? Had to go in between us because we'd got separated and all that, and then he couldn't reach my shoulder, so he kept trying to just kind of touch my ribs.
At that point, something came over the town. Would the parents or guardians of Christopher Glasson please come to the meeting point?
Do you know what though? I think that's all lies from Pip. He's like, he couldn't reach my shoulder. I think the truth is that lad said, do you want to hold my hand, mate? Because you look scared.
I mean, if that vibe was being put out, it was being put out in both directions. Because I had my hand on the girl in front shoulder, and she had one hand holding it there, and then she put her other hand there. So she had both hands holding my... Oh, no, she had one hand in her head, and then she put her hand on mine to keep me there. So she either needed me to protect her or thought I was panicking a bit.
Stu's grip on my shoulder was incredibly tight and scared the shit out of me, really. It really was the touch of a rapist. but I really wanted to spoil the ambiance straight away, because when it was really quiet, when it was pitch black and there was no movement, which again isn't giving anything away, I wanted to whisper in your ear, don't stutter. Don't start stuttering.
As soon as the first thing I said to Stu was, I'm
going to
shoot you.
Sorry, mate, I didn't have the mic.
Slightly. I'm sure it would have picked up, don't worry, mate.
Wow.
And so what's the website if people want to go and check this out?
It was Z-Events.
Z-Events, Z-E-D,
Z-E-D, Z-E-D-E-V-E-N-T-S. That's what you need to search for.
And they're on Facebook, aren't they?
They're on Facebook. We're going to leave some reviews as well.
Yeah, if you go on their Facebook page, you'll be...
It's called the Facebook page.
The Facebook page is called Z-Zombie Survival Events. Go on there, and by the time this podcast comes out, you'll be able to see all the photos of us lot with all the zombies and looking badass. And there's a Dan Lassac zombie there.
A zombie that looked incredibly like Dan Lassac. And we had a second because it's in Reading and he lives in Reading. We're like, is this a setup?
And well, just a shout out to like the actors. They were wicked, weren't they?
They were awesome. They were convincing and yeah.
The zombies, they're legit, man. They're scary and they make some scary fucking noises as
that,
well.
There was one specific one, yeah. And she was making a horrific.
And they would just appear out of nowhere and howl. Even the points where they didn't appear, a scream coming up would make you kind of be on edge. And we were on Team Holly, the best team. It was good.
Yeah, it's big in there, and it's interactive. And, you know, you get to do things in there. You're not just sort of like being led round.
You've got a mission, and like that mission involves finding certain things. And without
that's all right, isn't it?
Of course it is. Fucking hell. And
It's more than just you go and run away from stuff. Yeah. You've got to do things. You've got to kind of solve things.
Anyone that's ever done anything immersive, it's what you'd expect from an immersive.
It's up there with one of the best ones.
Yeah, definitely.
It's just as good as 24.
What was that? Absolutely. Did you? Because we all had to pair off at one point, and Shu made me pair off with him. And we had to check this one room, but it was more like a closet. And then all the lights went off, and then Shu was like, "We got."
It was
to find
so weird at that point. That's when all my clothes fell off.
I had to suck the poison because you'd got bitten by one of the zombies.
Well, you had a blindfold on, and I said you had to milk this cow.
I had to suck out the poison, didn't I? I think you said.
Yeah, it was a deep bite. Mm.
And that was literally just after I sucked Pip's dick, so it was weird because I was kind of used to it.
Anyway, said events. If you want to go and check it out, go and have a look. And I reckon it's safe to say that we all proper recommend it because it was absolutely brilliant.
Look, you know these things. You know, you're gonna do that, and you're always gonna remember it. You do a night out. And that night out is going to fade into 1,000 other night outs you have, and that thing you're just always going to remember. And I want to do more of these motherfuckers, but it's true, isn't it? Right? It's true.
A panic rooms and that I keep seeing advertised in, and escape rooms and that I keep seeing advertised in London that I think we should.
Have you never done them?
And I'm well up for it.
Me and Carol probably done five or six of them. Yeah. They're incredible.
My thought on the escape rooms is. I wouldn't necessarily get my money's worth because I'm so clever, I'd solve it so quickly. So yeah. You're paying a lot of money and it'd be like 10 minutes, I'd be like, out that way, done.
I mean, it's not quite that straightforward. I mean, we can all see the door that we've got to get out of, but there's a myriad of things that you have to do to get that open.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about leaving your house in the morning to get to panic rooms?
Brush your teeth. and generally, you know, like Samir on your team, it's a hindrance. But the locked-in experiences are all brilliant. I could compare quite a lot of that to a secret cinema experience we done.
Right.
Which was, it was just great, absolutely great.
Big old place, that shopping mall.
Yep, third time you said that.
Excuse me.
I was going to say stuff that potentially gives things away. But yeah, it's a big old place and you get to explore tons of it. It's really that they use the whole space
really
fantastically.
Right, well, on that note, thank you, y'all, for coming to my zombie birthday party.
And thank you, Zed Events. Really big.
Yeah, and thanks, Holly, for... organising that for us, and we will we'll catch you all guys very soon. Bye. I'd just like to officially apologise for me commenting and saying Carol was a monster at the end of the first introduction there. She's lovely and she doesn't currently have a gun to my head.
I hope you die soon. It's a drunken soiree in the within. Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.